Você tá certo, não pida.
Ouro atingiu, atingiu a mim.
Made many people to fall. By your grace I'm able to stand. You are worthy of my thanks.
But in today and in the night, what you give to me, peace of mind. You are worthy of my grace.
Ni bati mo jokole, ni mo wa we kumu. Oro wa ye lo sumi.
Aye sele ya mi pe.
Ero kon ilo mapa. Amigo pa fun o ni se lo tu mi ninu
ewa haleluya
te ku mi to so de mi
Yeah!
If the Lord has done it for you, stand up and say hallelujah. Children, well done. God will use you more and more. We'll stand up to pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful to you that we are able to see the last hour of another year. What a great God you are. What a good God you are. What a glorious God you are. Thank you in Jesus' name. Want to share your word? We pray you will speak to us in the language we understand. And thus you will prepare us for a peaceful, joyful, prosperous life in the new year that we are going into. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Satan, as far as we are concerned, you are a failure. You will not succeed in our lives. Keep away. Keep away! I order you in Jesus' name. From everyone partaking of this fellowship, both here and elsewhere, including those who are fellowshipping with us online, and all our brethren congregating in various locations all over Lagos, all over Nigeria, all over the world. Keep away from us in the name of Jesus. Lord Holy Ghost, take charge. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen again.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
Like I told you, I'm preaching about how not to fail in the new year. Failure is the opposite of success. The will of God is for us, His people, to succeed in everything we do. In fact, He promises in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 that we shall have good success. But since the will of God is not always done, because if the will of God is always done, we are not going to be told that we should pray that it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Like we are told in Matthew 6:10, we need to endeavor to play our parts so as to make sure that the will of God for us to succeed is not hindered in any way. There is an internet dictionary called dictionary.com. I actually consulted more than one dictionary, but I prefer the dictionary.com's definition. The word fail is defined in various ways in dictionaries. But this 8, taken from dictionary.com, will help you to understand my message. According to the dictionary, to fail is to fall short of success or achievement in something expected, attempted, desired, or approved. To receive less than the passing grade or mark in an examination, class, or course of study. To be or become deficient or lacking, be insufficient or absent, fall short. To fail, according to dictionary.com, is to dwindle, pass or die away, to lose strength or figure, become weak, to become unable to meet or pay debts or business obligations, to become insolvent or bankrupt. According to dictionary.com, to fail is to become bankrupt. Now, of a building member, structure, machine part, etc., it is to break, bend, crush, or be otherwise destroyed or made useless because of an excessive load. To stop functioning or operating. All of these are applicable to my discussion with you. Some people in the year
2017
will not be able to achieve success in the area they are expected, in what they attempt, their desire, or what is normal or approved. Some will get less. Some will become deficient. Some will dwindle. Some will lose figure, lose strength. Some will not be able to meet their obligations. Some just like building structure, under every weight, they will break, they will bend, they will crush, they will crumble or be destroyed because of the load. When I say how not to fail in the new year, I'm talking about how no load will weigh you down. How you will not crumble under any heavy weight. The last point there is to stop functioning or operating. One can fail physically, spiritually, even emotionally, socially, and you all know, financially. For you not to be a failure in the new year, three things I want to show you. Number one, no, four things, I beg your pardon. Four. Number one, run from the path of failure. There is a path failure always travel. Anyone who travel along that road, whether I call the name of Jesus or any other name, he will fail. Don't go to that road so that you will not fail. It's just like what I've told you about witches and wizards. Almost in every church today, people fear witches and wizards. But I've told you there is a road witches don't travel. If that is the road you are choosing to travel, they will be looking at you as a agbado nugo. They can't touch you. Have I not been saying it? They will soon touch us. Last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they are not about to touch us. As long as we remain within this circle, you are not going to fail in this new year. Don't run from the path of failure. Which one is the path of failure? I will show you. Have nothing to do with Satan. Why?
Kennedy,
I will show you. Have nothing to do with the enemies of success. Success has enemies. If you make your friend a friend, if you make yourself rather a friend of any of the enemies of success, there is no way you
will
not fail. Hallelujah. Surrender.
Jowo.
Surrender.
Jowo.
To the only source of true success.
Fun orisun otito orisun toto.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I won't talk much about that. I will just mention that. But I will dwell more on the first three. Because I'll be able to say more about that tomorrow if Jesus tells. Number one, for you not to fail in the new year, run from the path of failure. The number one thing to do so as not to fail is not to walk on the path of failure. Here is what the Bible says about this. Psalm 1. Proverbs 1. Blessed. That word blessed. You can also change to successful. Fulfilled. Prosperous. And so on. Is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly will come with their counsels. This new year. I remember. Was it not Bini pastor that first told me?
He
said some of my members told me that there is something going on in Nigeria. They call it MM. That when you put your money, you
will
get much more. I heard it for the first time. I didn't know all the details. But immediately he said, you put money, you get much more. I said, that's what Yoruba call sogundogoji. Tell your member not to go near. Other people told me, don't go near. I didn't know all the details. I didn't know where is it from. Who is behind it? What are they getting? Once it is, you put your money, you go back, you get more money. Until your bank pay is ogundogoji niye. Eni wafa wo, on wafo. One of our pastors here told me that a pastor called him and said, because that thing is very good though. If you do it, you do it, you do that. When he was not responding, he said, you kept on asking him, when are you going to respond? But I'm sure the pastor must have told him, said, don't mind
on
my
Bible pattern.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the
ungodly.
Children in school, the ungodly will come to tell you about how to get good grade without working for it. Look at me. In the program of God, success is not a gift. Success is something you work for. So when somebody tells you, you will get it without working for it, that's the counsel of the ungodly. Do you know family fails? Marriage fails. Business fails. Life fails. Health fails. Church fails. If your marriage will not fail, there are things people will counsel you about your wife that you must not listen to. About your husband. The stand of Bible Pattern Church, hear it now. I've been standing there before Bible Pattern Church started. But I made a carryover of it into Bible Pattern. If you are born again, or your spouse is born again, maintain one
post.
Children, anybody. You will not like to dissolve yourself in. You will not like to become one weight. You will not like to keep one purse weight. Never, never, never you marry under whatever pressure. Don't marry. Once you marry, become one. Your friends will tell you, that is the counsel of the ungodly. When you listen to the counsel of the ungodly, may failure not come to your marriage. In business, don't listen to the counsel of the ungodly about to do business. Somebody was saying the other day that if you always talk true, you will not get money. Nigerian don't like truth. God demands from you never, never, never to say anything that is not true. For any reason. To go into that lying, business lie, is to listen to the counsel of the ungodly. So blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Which one is the way of sinners? Where they stand to sin. Where they stand to drink alcohol. They stand to smoke. They stand to fornicate. They stand to gamble. They stand to worship idol. Nor sit in the seat of discomfort. This is where sinners sit to misuse their tongue. By saying perfect things, ungodly things, unwholesome things, unholy things, things that are not God glorifying. So it's not standing, it's not walking the way of the ungodly, it's not standing in the way of sinners, it's not sitting in the seat of discomfort. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And the Lord doth meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Can you see the secret? Prosperity. Fulfillment. Success. You will achieve your desire. Your labor will not be in vain. Your effort will not be unsuccessful. Run from the path of failure. The Bible says, and it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Some people think that once they have a big pastor to pray for them, even if they are not living to please God, God will be forced to give them success. Hear it again. I'm a servant of God. I've been praying for people. Those who don't know God have been able to enjoy the goodness of God through my prayer. Sinners have been blessed by God through my prayer. I believe in prayer, but listen very well. God has not licensed anybody to be helping people to collect from him what he's not willing to give to such a person. Put yourself in the condition that God will bless you. Nobody will be able to stop you. If you want to succeed in the new year, there is a counsel of the Lord in the Bible that we read. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14-17. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently. Did you hear that word, diligently? Verse 15 now. Is Hebrews so difficult to locate? Please don't delay me, the time is short. Hebrews 12, now verse 15. Looking diligently.
Sorry, 15.
Looking diligently. Look at me. Looking diligently. With seriousness. Looking diligently. Let any man fail of the grace of God. People will tell you once in grace, ever in grace. This scripture says somebody can fail of the grace of God. What am I preaching about? How not to fail. That scripture is saying if you are not going to fail, you have to look how. Look how.
Seriousness.
Looking diligently lest you fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be divided. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau. You know what that scripture is saying? Esau was an example of failure. May you not become another example of failure. Why was he an example of failure? Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright? For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance. So he sought it carefully with tears. When some people want to do evil, they will tell themselves, I will pray later and God will forgive me. The scripture is saying Esau sought for forgiveness, in fact, for repentance, carefully with tears. But he could not find the place of repentance. And for that not to be your portion, the scripture is saying, don't become like Esau. Who, because of one muscle, some people, because of small thing they will gain, they can dabble into anything contrary to the will of God. When you will now want to get the blessing, after you have thrown it away by yourself, the Bible says, like Esau, one may not be able to get it. You know what I want to beg you? Don't become profane. Don't become profane. Like
Esau.
Look diligently. Don't allow the devil to drag you, to lure you, to push you, to draw you into anything contrary to the will of God. If you follow the path of failure, pray for 1,000 years, it may not solve the problem. So don't follow the path of failure. We have another example of failure in Luke chapter 17, verse 32. Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. It didn't say much. He took for granted that by merely saying, remember Lot's wife, we will apply our hearts unto wisdom and remind ourselves what the Bible says about Lot's wife. What does he say about Lot's wife? Lot's wife escaped the destruction of Sodom. But she could not make it to safety because she looked back. All that she did was to look back. What is that suggesting? Small thing. Everybody do like this. Bring two fingers together. Your thumb and the nearest finger. Bring the two together. As if you are holding something. And say, small thing. Say it. Can lead to permanent failure. Small thing. Small thing. Can lead to everlasting failure. All she did was, she looked back. And she became
OCD,
a pillar of salt.
Or 1 year.
I've told you today, if you want to locate Sodom, you go under the rest, the Dead Sea. There are different seas in the world, but there is a particular one called the Dead Sea. Dead Sea, the odor is very offensive. Things do not sink easily in it. And there is no living thing inside it. Dead Sea have already covered the site of
Sodom.
It's not far from Jordan.
Dead Sea.
Not far from the Dead Sea. It's a mountain that the Arab that live there call Lot's wife till today. It is a mountain of salt. Now, not a figure of a person, a huge mountain. And not till today, they are still calling it Lot's wife. She actually became a pillar of salt. By merely looking back. I remember that Ekwa song. One of the songs that helped me when I newly believed.
Everything of the world is vain.
Close your eyes to the things of this world. Don't look back. Your mate in school. I've just gotten a better result because he's playing ball with the lecturers. Close your eyes to that. Your mate in the office. I've just been promoted above you because he is specially servicing the manager, the MD. Close your eyes. As a pastor, I know how some pastors are making it faster by bowing to the devil. But I've told myself, they can do that. I will never. Close my eyes. Close your eyes to it. Your friend have just thrown away his wife. I married another one. This new one has bought him a car, built him a house.
Why
you mention her? Joko Sibe. Single. I'm enjoying life now. Close your eyes. Those shining things will not shine forever. Close your eyes. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Lord's wife looked back. And that was the end of her story. She became a pillar of salt. So from these two cases, I have 1,001 cases I could show you in the Bible. But these two are enough because of the shortness of my time. From them you can see that one does not have to go into any big error before becoming a failure. Esau did not do more than eating. Eating food. Look at me. How much of the food created the problem? The Bible says one muscle. So what do you mean? The first muscle. Just one muscle.
So
only eating. See what Jesus' life became. Even later in the Old Testament, in the book of Malachi, last book of the Old Testament, God was he saying, Jacob I love, Esau I hate.
Eat
food one day created the problem for
Esau.
Lot's wife, all she did was to look. And she's a story today. Bad one. Was not only a small game played by Judas that sent him to hellfire. I have told you, Judas did not hate Jesus. Judas did not intend to sell Jesus. Judas wanted to play 419 game with the Pharisees. But it was a costly game. Was it not little carelessness that brought the problem to Eli? God said, you fear your children more than me. And vow that your father's house will stand before me forever. Be far from me.
You
that honor me, I will honor. The way he handled his children, only that. After serving God, the day the evidence of Eli's failure manifested, he was already more than 90 years of age. 90. He was born into an Aaronic family. So he was a priest from the beginning of his life. 90 years of age. It was a failure. May you not become a failure. We have so many examples in the Bible. Saul the king. God said, Saul the king. God said, kill everything in Amalek. He killed some, he left some. And that was the end of his kingdom. Was it not only outlandish women that turned everything upside down for Solomon? I'm sure you remember that song. I was the one who said that song will be sung today. Satan tried to fall down, he succeeded. He tried to fall king, he succeeded. But when he tried to fall you, he was a failure. All the time to fall me, you are the only one who can make me stand. Oh Lord, my Lord, please make me stand. Come and hold my hands. Do not let me fall, Lord. I put my trust in you. Keep me till the end. If you are not going to fail in the new year, have nothing to do with Satan. Did you hear me? Have nothing. Satan is the Lord of failure. And sin is what connects Satan with men. I prove it to you just now. Everyone sinning surely has something to do with Satan. If you are sinning. Okay, let me read Bible. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil. He that committed sin is of the devil. I'm repeating. He that committed sin is of the devil. The last time. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Nothing prepares one for failure better in the new year than to be a sinner, a backslider, or an unserious believer. Satan will like any of us, rather all of us, to be one of these things, so that his evil plan of making us to fail will work. Make sure that for no reason, at no time, should you be any of those, a sinner, a backslider, or an unserious believer. As long as you allow sin in your life, you have registered your name for failure.
And
somebody said, that's where my problem is. How can I do without sinning? You can do without sinning with the help of God. Say, no, nobody in this world is not sinning. It's a lie. Big lie.
Verse 9 of that scripture says, he that is born of God does not sin. And he cannot sin. For his seed remaineth in him. When you become genuinely born again, you are no longer lying at all. You are not stealing. You are not fornicating. Anything you know to be contrary to the will of God, you are no longer doing. If you are not yet at that point, all you need to do is to surrender your life to Jesus. I don't have enough time to deal with that now. But to surrender your life to Jesus, only two things you have to do. Repent of your sins and call him into your life. He won't say come back tomorrow. He will enter and change you immediately. Number three, for you not to fail in the new year, have nothing to do with the enemies of success. You cannot be a friend of any of the enemies of success and be a friend of success at the same time. And success has a lot of enemies. Anyone who allows any of them in his life can never be successful. If all the prophets and pastors of this world pray for him, he cannot be successful. What are the enemies of success? There are many. Laziness. Idleness. Even in serving God, if you are a lazy person, you won't read Bible. And the Bible says this book of the law shall not depart out of their mouth. But that I meditate there in the night. And that may observe to do according to all that is written there. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. If you are a lazy person, you will not pray. But Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. So if you are not going to be a failure, don't be lazy. Anything you want to do, do it diligently. Do it with all your strength. God will honor your effort. Amen. This pastoral work by the grace of God, that is how I am doing it. Listen very well. I have been preaching at the end of the year, stroke new year, since 1980 to 81 81 to 82 82 to 83 84 to 85 85 to 86 87 8 9 90 1000 till today. I don't know if I have missed. I'm not sure. I have missed preaching on the new year eve of any year. I can't remember any of the sermon I have preached that I have preached up to 3 times. I can't remember. I'm sure there will be one or two that have preached 2 times. Or preaching 3 times. I can't remember. You say, what do you mean? Even when I'm preaching the same topic, I prepare a new outline. You say, why? That's my job. So if I go to my file, I may give you sermon on the same topic. 5, 6, the same topic, different outline, prepare at different times. I know how to pick that old one and use it. It will still work. Am I not the one who prepare it? But I prefer praying again. In fact, children, those of you that are preaching, pastors here, hear me. The time I spent in trying to know what to preach is more than the time I spent preparing the sermon. You are hearing that for the first time. Add it to your treasure. The time I spent in trying to know what to preach is more than the time I spent in preparing the sermon. You say, what do you mean? Until I have the signal, this is what God say preach. I'm not preaching. Because of that, sometimes my sermon is prepared 1 hour, 30 minutes to the time I preach. Because I've been praying, he didn't tell me anything. Then I Then when it remains 1 hour, he will just give me and say, and I've been praying, oh Lord, why did you give me an answer? Then, Bible. Then, in fact, those are the time I preach my best sermon. So if you are a carpenter, do your job the same way. Be clear, do your job the same way. You be a success. Why are you a founder? You won't be a failure. Student, that's your job. Do your study the same way. Teacher, do your teaching business the same way. I've told you fashion designers. If all you design is what others have designed, you have not designed something new. You are not my disciple.
So
you disown me, I disown you. 100%. All the design you have ever made is the one others have made. You are counting years as a fashion designer. What's wrong with your head? If you are a carpenter, all the chair, all the bed, all the table you have ever made are the ones others have made. I don't mean you design new one every day. You may not be able to do that. But there should be one that you say, I'm the first to do this one in the whole world. As to be my disciple. Carelessness. Evil association. I've told you if you are in school and you run from 10 tens, you made the olodos your friend. You will be an olodo. If I know no book and I go near those who know, they make just of, let them make just of you. Call them master. If they are not careful, tomorrow they will call you. Foolishness. Wastefulness. Misplacing priorities. The worst of it all. Divine displeasure. If God is not happy with you, if God is angry with you, and say you are pursuing success, you are pursuing shadow. Success will be your portion when God prosper the work of your hand. Make sure God is not displeased with you. What will make God displeased with me? Sin, lying, fornicating, stealing, drunkenness, backbiting, and so many other evil things. The Bible says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the
ungodly,
nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of discomfort. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. When your delight is in the law of the Lord, the Lord will be pleased with you. He said about Jesus, in whom I am well pleased. May he say that about you. If God is able to say that about you, you know what will happen? Goodness and mercy will follow you every day of your life. Whatever you lay your hands upon to do will prosper. How to end the message there? I promise you, I'll pick it from there tomorrow. Yes, I told you I'm preaching the second part tomorrow. But I will pick it from where I stop for proper connection. 2017 in our lives will be a special year. Year of peace, year of progress, year of prosperity, year of advancement, year of increase, year of victory, year of success, year of fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Stand up and let us pray. I will know no failure. Children, come and sing with me. I will know no failure. I will know no defeat. Jesus. Did I say come and sing with me?
I will never fail.
Come and sing it. I will know no failure. I will know no defeat. He has spoken to me. I will never fail. Everybody sing it now. I will know no failure.
I will not know defeat. Jesus is my helper. I will never fail. I will not know failure. I will not know defeat. He has spoken to me. I will never fail.
Oh Lord.
Oluwa.
Anything that will take me into failure, please don't allow in my life. Anything I will go into and I will fail, oh Lord, give me the grace not to go into it. Anytime, anywhere, I will not fail. Have mercy on me. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Children, this is not the time to sleep. This is the time to pray. Anything I will go into, and I will be a failure. Oh Lord, give me your grace. Never to go into. Those of you at the altar, what are you doing? Pray. Talk to God. Permit no failure in my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Start today, but you continue to say it till the covenant Sunday when we will finalize it. Turn now, go on your nail. What is it that God must do to keep you in this new year? Hey! Are you excited? We are ready in 2017. And we are not in the house of Babalawo. Not even in prison. But in the presence of God. Oh Lord. Keep me. Keep me. Keep me. In peace. In good health. All my days. In this new year. Pray for yourself. Everybody is praying for himself. So pray for yourself. Help me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. In your will, that I will not fall into the trap of Satan. I will not fall into the snare of the fowlers. I will not fall into the cage of the evil ones. I'll be at the center of your will. Help me, my God. Help me, my God. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that this year God will visit you in a special way. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, His presence will go with you. His favor will go with you. His goodness will go with you. His mercy will go with you. And it shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus. Everything you lay your hands upon to do will prosper. Every attempt of Satan on your life. Every attempt of the agents of Satan on your life will result in failure. No evil will be your portion. No weapon fashioned against you will prosper. If you travel by road, the road will be safe for you. If you travel by sea, the sea will be safe for you. If you travel by air, the air will be safe for you. You travel in a train, it will be safe for you. When you sleep, God will be with you.
When you are on the way, God will be with you. When you are in the church, God will be with you. God will never depart from your house. His goodness will surround your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. This year, you will not be a beggar. You will be a giver. People will come to you to enjoy part of the goodness of God in your life. No evil will be your portion. No sickness will be your portion. No disease will be your portion. Favor of God will be your portion. Good people will favor you. Bad people will favor you. Everyone around you will favor you. Everywhere you go, the mark of Jesus will be upon you. When evil sees you, when trouble sees you, when your problem sees you, they will pass over you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that none of your property will become the property of thieves. Every attempt of men to rob you of your property will fail. Every grace of God upon your life, you'll be able to enjoy. The devil will not be able to rob you of your salvation, of your sanctification, of your baptism with the Holy Spirit, of the gifts and graces of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, you will not be tired of serving the Lord. You will not be tired of reading the Bible. You will not be tired of praying. You will not be tired of worshiping God. You will not be tired of singing to the Lord. You will not be tired of following Jesus. Following Jesus will be enjoyable to you. Praying will be enjoyable to you. Coming to church will be enjoyable to you. Reading the Bible will be enjoyable to you. This year, in the name of Jesus, every time you open your mouth to pray, you pray with power. You pray with authority. God will put fulfillment into your mouth. That when you decree, your decree will come to pass. I command failure, disappointment, defeat, regret to get out and stay away from you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every day of this year, there will be evidences that you start the year with the Lord, that you start the year with Jesus. You know what? When God starts 18, He doesn't allow the devil to complete it. This is why He says, I am Alpha, I am Omega. He is your beginning this year. Satan will not be your end. Sickness will not be your end. Sorrow will not be your end. Failure will not be your end. Disappointment will not be your end. Regret will not be your end. Defeat will not be your end. Discouragement will not be your end. Disappointment will not be your end. He is your Alpha. He will be your Omega. He is going to be in between. He will be the shepherd of your life. Church, I say to all of you, young and old, as a servant of Jesus Christ, this year, your heart will know no trouble. Your heart will know no sorrow. Your heart will know no fear. Failure of any type will not be your portion. I command sicknesses and diseases to stay away from your house, to stay away from your body, to stay away from the members of your family, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, domestically. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, I have prayed.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is our pattern in all things.